This is All Things Considered on FM 89. I'm Michael Hiplin. Today is the observed federal holiday for President's Day, and in Arkansas, it's a state holiday honoring civil rights pioneer Daisy Bates. Her Little Rock house on 28th Street is where she coordinated efforts to integrate Central High School in 1957. The home is now a National Historic Landmark, and today tours of it were offered by the National Park Service. I met with Park Ranger Jody Morris, who also showed me around.
We're in the home of Daisy Bates, who was president of the Arkansas Conference of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in 1956 and 57, when desegregation began at Little Rock Central High School.
And what was this place like in 1957, in the middle of Central High, as the integration was going on?
Well, Daisy's home was the scene of many cross burnings and rocks thrown through the window, and so she was regularly threatened here. She and her husband had just moved into this house in 1955. It was built in 1954, so they bought it brand new. It was their dream home, and moved into it, and loved the home, and they were living here throughout 57-58, the first year that the Little Rock Nine desegregated Central High. And it has been restored by the Ministerial Alliance of Little Rock, to the furnishings and everything replicated as much as possible to what it looked like from photographs from 1957. So.
And this was where a lot of the meetings took place?
Yes, the house actually has a basement, and that's where the Little Rock Nine gathered and did homework. And when school was first started, of course, the governor blocked their entrance with the Arkansas National Guard troops. And so for almost the first 3 weeks of school, they would meet here and study at Daisy Bates' home. Students from Philander Smith College came and tutored them here. And then when they finally were escorted in by the 101st, they all met at Daisy's home. The 101st came here to pick them up and drove them to Central High School.
When was the home built?
1954 is when it was completed, and it is very mid-century modern, which is becoming popular again with a lot of people. And so it's very classic mid-1950s in the furnishings as well as in the style and design of the home itself. So kind of a mid-century ranch.
Yeah, kind of the big picture window and the wood floors and the lower ceilings compared to the homes in the decades before that.
And it's interesting, here we are many years later, but the light fixtures and things still have that modern feel to them, that kind of, like I said, mid-century modern is the style that it's called, but the antler-shaped driftwood lamps and the tulip light fixtures and things that are here. And the bathrooms are classic 1950s with the tile and peach and turquoise and colors that they used. We don't allow tours of the basement at this time. Eventually, at some point, I think the Alliance hopes to have that restored, because that was a room that the Little Rock Nine used to study in. But if we walk out, the hallway makes an L shape that leads you to the kitchen family room. And this is where Daisy and her husband, L.C. Bates, sat in front of the television. And you can see a photograph over here actually taken in this room where the Bates are watching a television and watching Governor Faubus give a press conference. And he's holding up a picture of the Arkansas National Guard holding back the protesters. And, of course, that was the justification that he used for having the soldiers there and for preventing the Little Rock Nine to come in. He always claimed it was to maintain order and protect the citizens, and that was the proof that he showed on during that.
That's National Park Service Ranger Jody Morris. Groups can book tours through the Central High National Historic Site.